Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about self-regulation in the classroom,
right.
Educational self-regulation.
Right, because earlier in the week we said that why is self-regulation important? Mm-hmm. It's important for education, for mm-hmm. learning, and it's also important for regulating, controlling our behavior.
Right.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the learning part.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're pulling some information from an article written in Faculty Focus, mm-hmm. And it's written by Dr. Mary Ellen
Weimer.
I would have got Weimer, but Mary Ellen.
Well, I have to find out because I have a cousin named Weimer.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be here shortly, and I have to find out if they're related to each other. Because
yeah.
if they are, I need to get in touch with this woman.
Yeah. She's written a lot.
She has. She's very prolific.
So Dr. Mary Ellen Weimer, and she's summarizing mm-hmm. a article written by Barry Zimmerman.
Right.
And so in the show notes, you'll have a link to the Faculty Focus article, but you'll also have a link to a site where you can go and you can actually get a PDF of the actual Barry Zimmerman's right. actual article.
Right. And we've mentioned Barry Zimmerman before because mm-hmm. he is clearly one of the acknowledged experts
right.
on this topic. He's also an expert on motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to him one time about
yeah.
motivation. He was a friend of a friend. And so we called him and I talked to him about motivation. But Barry Zimmerman is a well-known educational psychologist
mm-hmm.
who's written about this topic. And he begins his article
mm-hmm.
with a discussion of individual differences.
Right.
And when we want to pay more than lip service to individual differences. And one of the things, one of the points that he makes is when we talk about individual differences among students, we have to talk about the differences in their ability to self-regulate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to bring different levels of self-regulation. And we talked about that yesterday when we talked about temperament.
Right.
Temperament doesn't go away when you enter the school building.
Right.
You bring your temperament in. And so his article begins with the individual differences in self-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And this Mary Ellen Weimer does a nice job of summarizing mm-hmm. this article, making it available for
right.
all of us.
Right. And so specifically, she's going to summarize,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to focus on the results of some research
right.
that Zimmerman did as it relates to learning or education,
right.
generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
and self-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three primary findings.
Right, right, right.
The mm-hmm. first finding is, as it's written here, self-regulation of learning involves more than detailed knowledge of a skill. It involves the self-awareness, self-motivation, and behavioral skill to implement that knowledge appropriately.
Okay.
And what I really like about this is that what we're getting at is that it's not just having the skill,
right.
but it's recognizing when and how to use that skill.
That's right. It's not a singular ability.
Right.
It's not just a single ability that we possess.
Mm-hmm.
That there are components, and in this case, they're what?
Self-motivation, self-awareness, and the knowledge of when to implement.
That's thought. Right. And
mm-hmm.
when do you use it?
Right.
Okay. It doesn't do any good to have it if you don't know when to use it.
Right.
So there's at least three components here
right.
In this process of self-regulation.
Right. And so if we think about a quick example
mm-hmm.
Of that, math word problems.
Right.
Right. So a math word problem, you may have the skill of basic multiplication,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be able to read the math, the written
right.
word problem,
mm-hmm.
pull out the information that's relevant
right.
to know
mm-hmm.
what mathematical operation to use,
right.
and then implement and use that mathematical operation appropriately.
Right. That's right.
And we'll get to kind of talking about, then you got to decide if the answer makes sense.
That's right.
So that type of self-regulation is what we're talking about here with this first finding.
Right. That's right. That's what all the research that they've been doing
mm-hmm.
is saying. You have to have all three. All three have to be working.
Right. Right. Now, the second
major finding mm-hmm. is that self-regulation is not a trait that some students have and others right. don't. It's this process, and it's the being able to personally adapt it to the learning task.
That's right. Everybody has some.
Right.
Okay. So it's not like you can't.
It's not like yes or no.
Right, right. It's not dichotomous. And so it is a process that should develop over mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Some students have more than others. Some mm-hmm. seem to have some innate ability to self-regulate. Right. I think your son probably is good at self-regulating.
Pretty good.
He probably already has, always has been.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children is able to self-regulate, has always been. I didn't teach it to mm-hmm. her. She just was able to do it.
Right.
So different children being different amounts, but all children need to develop and use self-regulation.
Right. And this, you know, kind of gets us to the point of setting goals mm-hmm. and being able to select strategies and objectives to obtain those goals or to meet those goals. Mm-hmm. And so all of this is related to this development of the process.
Right. That's right. I like the part about goals because whether it's a little goal like finishing these 10 problems mm-hmm. or a larger goal like managing a whole subject over the course of mm-hmm. a semester, you have to have the ability to set that goal. Frequently, we'll ask children who are underachieving in school, they're mm-hmm. getting C's or D's or mm-hmm. F's, and they say, okay, well, how are you going to improve?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to study more.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
You're not going to study more.
That's
nice. It might get you off the hook, mm-hmm. get you mm-hmm. out of the limelight.
Right.
I'm going to study more. Okay, you can go home now. No, they're not going to study more. They don't have a plan because mm-hmm. they don't have a specific goal in mind.
Right.
How are you going to get from here to here?
Right.
That's goal setting.
Right.
Okay, and this is what young children don't have, is that ability to specify a goal and then achieve that goal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of it with tasks that often lead to procrastination,
right.
like term papers. Oh. You know, you have to have that goal in mind. You have to be able to set those intermediate goals because
that's
the
right.
ultimate goal is to have this 20-page paper written, but you have to have some intermediate goals in between.
And that's a skill you need for the rest of your life.
Right.
I mean, we do that every day here, but
yeah.
you know, I love projects. You
mm-hmm.
know, when you kids come home, they have to build something,
mm-hmm.
and they have a science fair project.
Yeah.
Invariably, they wait until the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they don't have these self-regulating mm-hmm. behaviors yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you have to help them. Not do it for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In fact, I meant to mention this earlier. You don't outsource. That's the word that they... You don't outsource self-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is the parents can't take over.
Right.
So you can't let your children outsource
mm-hmm.
self-regulation. They have to have the opportunity to do it. But rather than yelling at our children for mm-hmm. not possessing it, there are ways to help them learn it.
Yeah. And the final, the third major finding is that there's a relationship between self-regulation and perceived efficacy and
right.
intrinsic interest.
Right.
Again, this is massively important for students because
right.
and for learning in general, because every student has to take a class that they aren't interested in.
That's right.
From
a teacher they may or may not like.
Right. And so self-regulation is the ability to pull yourself together
mm-hmm.
and bring the attention and skills to a task or to a setting that you don't necessarily want to be in.
Right. And there's a complex relationship with motivation
mm-hmm.
and self-regulation. And Barry Zimmerman is also an expert in motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So he speaks with some more authority than I have. Children can actually use self-regulation
mm-hmm.
to improve motivation. If they know that they can, if
mm-hmm.
they know that they can manage,
right.
they're going to be motivated to try. If they don't believe that they can, there is no motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so teaching self-regulation is another way to improve motivation.
Absolutely.
And that's invaluable.
Right,
mm-hmm.
yeah, absolutely. Now, what we also can gain from Zimmerman's research is that there are the times in which self-regulation helps the learning process in general. So we know why self-regulation is important, but right. now we can talk about when it can be used
right.
in the learning process. And the first time is before you even start.
Right.
That's you know, right. sort of bringing the ability to look at an assignment, look at a learning objective, break it apart, analyze it, figure out what's needed, what's necessary.
How long is it going to take?
Being able to plan and organize right. your thoughts so right. that you can tackle right. the task appropriately.
That's right. That's right. And that makes it possible for you to confront these tasks. And even if you don't understand it, you at least have a process. And that's why Barry Zimmerman refers to right. it as a process and right. not an ability. It's not a fixed trait. It's not a fixed ability. Mm-hmm. It's a process that you apply across settings and right. across time.
Right. Mm-hmm. We also have to apply self-regulation skills while we're actually doing the task. So right. we need it before right. to make sure that we begin the process appropriately and know everything involved.
Right.
The second is that we have to have self-regulation to make sure that we're doing it appropriately.
Right.
You know, we have to monitor what we're doing, making sure that we're applying yeah. the right principles and that we're following the plan that we set ahead of time.
There's no point practicing incorrectly, you know.
Exactly.
And then the third is
Afterwards.
You have to know whether you did it right or not.
Right. And that was the process that, like I mentioned earlier, where, you know, you do a math problem and you get an answer that there's no way could make sense. But if you're not using self-regulation skills, you don't recognize that.
If you're not monitoring, mm-hmm. monitoring yourself. I think in the article, there might be a drawing with those three things in it. There's a little right. diagram that he calls it a triadic something
right.
or other. And I think it's in the I think it's in the manuscript that mm-hmm. we posted.
Yeah, the PDF that you can get from the other
right.
link. Yeah,
right.
absolutely.
So take a look at that.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting. And it's, again, just a great, these are great pieces to look at mm-hmm. the importance and the critical nature of right. having healthy self-regulation skills as it relates to learning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Tomorrow we're going to talk about behavior and emotion.
Right.
All right. So that's...
Yeah, how this applies to behavior.
Right, you had to take a deep breath for that one. So, all right, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.